Delighted to get our defence of the Irish Cup off to a winning start tonight, Ryan.
Most definitely. Started off well. I said to the girls at half time, it was probably the three times that we've played them, and this is the third time. The first half performance was the best that we'd played against them. So we did say, we got to keep pushing on and do the things right and be professional. And we knew it was going to be strong and physical, and which they were. Shankill Predators, strong and physical. And they made us very difficult for us. But we got the goals in the first half, and then we just try to work on different things in the second half. So, yeah, it's pleasing to get into the next round. That was the main focus. And now we can focus on the game Friday now.
Kirsty McGuinness, two goals in the first half. An outstanding talent, isn't she?
Yeah, of course. Everybody talks about Kirsty McGuinness and the talent. When Kirsty works hard, Kirsty's a very, very, very difficult player to deal with. And, the more she works hard, then the better player she will be, and be hard to deal with any defence. So, yeah, but, Nicky McWilliams played well tonight. Nicola Gray played well tonight. Amy McAllister in at the screener role played well tonight. So, as much as Kirsty McGuinness is a big talent, there's a lot of credit has to go to the players that played tonight as well.
And Nicole Graham, I thought, was outstanding up front, and she got her goal at the end.
Yep,
she'd be, for perseverance.
Yeah, she'd be glad to get the goal near the end. She had a lot of chances, and I'm sure she was disappointed with some of them she missed. But, she showed that she's a quality striker. Once you miss one, you got to get yourself back in that position again, got to get yourself name shooting options, and what she did, and she took her goal very well.
Two 14-year-olds on the pitch for the last 20 minutes or so.
I think that's the most exciting thing off the performance tonight. Lauren Robson, we all know who she is. She's been in our squad previous, and then she picked up a little injury, and she's only back now. So she wouldn't be 100% fit, but we knew 20 minutes, and she'd be more than capable of it. And very, very exciting talent, and we're very lucky to have her here at Linfield. Louise McDaniel, again, only 14, maybe a month or two ago, and the trickery and the creativity she showed there when she came on, no fear, was fantastic. And that's what's crucial about the women's game here in this country. We need a show, and we need to have a pathway for these young players to come through, and it's pleasing.
Friday night's massive semi-final, Cliftonville. We won that trophy last year.
We're going to have a few players out, but we'll give it a good shot, and I think the squad is capable enough to put up a good defence of it, and it'll not be easy, definitely not. Cliftonville have a really good setup out there, doing some great things with the youth, and their team obviously is flying high in the top half of the league, so it's going to be difficult, and our girls know that we're going to have to up the ante in our performance from tonight to stand a chance of getting to the final.
After the break, it's just good to be back in the swing of things tonight, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think everybody's came in a bit fresher now, and we're looking forward to playing tonight. Obviously, some players haven't played tonight, but it's all about managing the squad at this time of the season and trying to keep people as fresh as they can.
Well done tonight, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks very much.